Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I wanted to begin this program by saying, first of all, a thank you to so many of you who have written to me, emailed me, let me know what has helped you. You've let me know some stories of God's grace in your hearts and how much that touches me to see that the Word of God really is living and active. The Word of God has power to change us. And a number of you have written telling me of how things have changed for you, how you've gone around a corner, or you've made a new pathway. You've gone in new directions, and you've really experienced the Lord's blessing. And I'm so grateful for that. And I want to encourage all of you, as you listen to this program, once more, please remember that the Word of God is living. The Word of God is active. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God has power. Scriptures tell us the Word of God has power to separate bone from marrow, which is a pretty deep separation. But it can also pierce into the innermost parts of our soul, what we were really made for, who we really are, to whom do we really belong. We need to have those things clear. I am a child of God. I am a son or a daughter of God. God so loved me, the Father so loved me, that he gave his only son for me. You understand that? God did not give his son for billions of people, though ultimately he did, but he gave his son for each of us, as if I were the only person. For each of us, God has given his son to die for you so that you might be with him forever. God only wants your happiness and your peace. Problem is, I'm going to refer to this several times this week, the problem is that we don't trust him enough. We don't trust that that's true. And so many times we hang on to our own will out of fear. I don't want to abandon myself to God. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen to me. When we can trust that whatever God ordains or permits can make us holier and lead us to him if we cooperate with it. So as you listen to the readings today, ask yourself, what are these readings telling me about me? Either what I need to do or what I should not be doing. Let's take a look at it in that light. The first reading is from the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 to 4 and 6 to 8. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, present your plea before the mountains. Let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the plea of the Lord. Pay attention, O foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a plea against his people, and he enters into trial with Israel. So now we have the Lord speaking. O my people, what have I done to you? Or how have I wearied you? Answer me. I brought you up from the land of Egypt, from a place of slavery. I released you. I sent before you Moses and Aaron and Miriam. I've done all these things for you. Why are you so disgruntled? How have I wearied you? Answer me. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before God Most High? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with myriad streams of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my crime, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? You have been told, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requires of you, only to do the right, to love good, and to walk humbly with your God. How often it is that the Lord looks at us and says, I've given you my own beloved son. I've given you the best I am and the best I have. And I would lead you safely home to me forever. I long for you. God says that to us. But instead, what do? We go left and right. We try to find satisfaction in this. We pay money for that. We look for satisfaction here. We look for fulfillment there. We're always struggling. We're always seeking. We're always straining to find something. When God, with his arms outstretched, is saying, come to me. Come to me. All you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me. And the Lord, in a sense, laments. He says, why, when I have so much to give you, do you look everywhere else first? Yes, God does ask that we give him the best. He does ask that we turn to him, not because he's selfish, but because he wants us to have the best. And if we turn over to him everything, our gifts, our talents, our sins, our failures, if we turn all of it over to him, then he can work in us and through us for the accomplishment of his will in us, the purpose for which he created us. But we keep putting up barriers of self-protection. We keep looking for goals in this earth, and it's fine to have goals on earth, but is it for an eternal purpose, or is it just because I want to have this, I want to enjoy this, I want to be this, I want to accomplish this? It's fine to have desires and accomplishments and desire for accomplishments, but they need to lead to the glory of God, to doing it for him, so that he can draw us closer and closer to himself. We don't live a life the way we act. It's as though I live my life here, and if the good outweighs the bad, I get to heaven. No, God wants to live with us every moment and guide us so that what we think and say and do brings him glory and contributes to the salvation of others and brings us closer to him. That's what he wants. I love this last part of the prophet Micah here, the last couple of verses. You have been told, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requires of you. Only do the right. Do what's right. Love goodness. And walk humbly with your God. Those three right there, do what is right, love what is good, and walk humbly with your God. You do that, you're on the path to eternal salvation. And repent when you fail, because we fail. We're human. We're weak. Simply run to the Lord, even if it's 50 times a day. Run to the Lord and tell him you're sorry. And he will not demean you. He will not humiliate you. When he sees that your heart is true and real, that you thank him for the good he gives you, you repent when there's evil, he will love you and draw you even closer to himself. In fact, Psalm 50 tells us, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. Gather my faithful ones before me. Come to me. Draw near to me. Be near to me. Listen to my voice. There's so much that the Lord wants to give us. And yet, as the psalm tells us, we hate discipline. We cast his words behind us. We don't want to obey his commandments. We don't want to recite his statutes. He says, why do we recite them and profess them with our mouths, though by our actions we're far from him? Are we hypocrites? What God wants is single-mindedness, single-heartedness. Where am I double-minded? Where am I double-hearted? That's one way of asking the question. Be honest with yourself and ask God for wisdom. Ask God for help. Confess your sins in those areas, because the confessing of sin breaks down barriers and breaks away the darkness from your own heart so that you can see clearly and follow him. Brothers and sisters, he is the answer to all of our needs. Come to him. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 38 to 42, some of the scribes and the Pharisees said to Jesus, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. You know, Come on, Jesus, be the miracle worker. Let's see it. They have no connection to a relationship with him. They're just curious, and they're just challenging him because he's challenging them. They're trying to find their perfection by absolute obedience to every jot and tittle of the law. And he said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign shall be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here," meaning himself. He said the people of Nineveh repented when they saw their sin. They repented when Jonah preached to them. And he's saying, you know, in effect, here I am, the very Son of God, preaching to you, and you're ignoring me. There is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. In other words, brothers and sisters, our sin can deafen us and blind us. It can deafen us and blind us to goodness, to God speaking to us through the circumstances of our lives. It can deafen us to being able to hear the word of God with the power that it can convey. But if we're not attentive, if we're so full of doubt and confusion, and by the way, if you're full of doubt and confusion, go to the one who can help you. Read the word every day. Tell the Lord how much doubt you have. Tell him your confusion. Ask him to show you the way. Ask him to bring someone in your life who can explain it to you. You are not helpless. You're not an orphan. You have a father. Cry out to him, and he will help you. Someone will give you a book and say, "Read this," and it will give you insight and wisdom, or listen to this program, or watch this video, or somebody will just come alongside you and a friendship will begin, and that person will lead you to the Lord. God has all kinds of ways. He has myriad of ways at his disposal. But if our hearts aren't open, we're not going to hear and we're not going to see. Sin, blindness, self-imposed stubbornness, all that can shut out the light of God. I want you to be able to hear him. I want you to be able to lift your face and know his light upon you. I want you to be able to hear the word of the Lord and find strength and peace in it. So come before the Lord and just admit to him where you are and ask him to lead you into the light. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. "The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings." God bless you.